Amen. There comes a lot of times in our lives where we need to make choices. We need to choose God. Well, I'm excited to be here. I'm really nervous, but I'll just be honest with you. I'm nervous, but I believe God will help us, and I believe that we'll. If you have your Bibles this evening, we'll turn to John 3:16. I'm just going to keep something simple and short for you this evening. I'm just so thrilled to be here, thrilled for the opportunity to stand. God's been doing some amazing things in our lives and amazing things with me and through me and my family. Like I said, I've been traveling for 3 years, almost four, with my mom and my dad. If you get one of our CDs, you'll see that. My mom and dad are on there, but the past month, Dad's went back to pastoring the church that we started in Quarryville, PA, called True Gospel Baptist Church. So me and Jewel took over the role as evangelistic coordinators, and we're going to keep on going on for the Lord, and I've only been preaching since June, and God's been opening up many opportunities. He's been allowing me to preach from here to South Carolina, to New Hampshire, and we've seen souls saved, and God's just been doing some amazing things, and it's definitely not nothing I've done, because I still don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just trying to stick with the Word and stick with God and giving Him all the honor and glory, amen. That's all we can do is give God all the honor and glory for everything He's done in our lives, amen. So John 3:16, I believe everybody knows this verse. We'll begin reading. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let us pray. Dear God, we love You. We thank You for another opportunity to stand behind a sacred desk and come to You, Lord, and come to break open the bread of life and just search the scriptures and learn something new from You this evening, God. I pray You calm my nerves, God, and I pray, Lord, that You would take these feeble lips of clay, Lord, and take me and use me for Your honor and glory. May somebody here tonight, somebody may be hurting, somebody may be struggling, God, I pray You would comfort them, and somebody may not know You as their Savior, Lord, I pray tonight would be the night that they would come to accept You as their personal Lord and Savior. God, it may everything that's been said and done be to uplift Your name and glorify that name. In Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. So we see this familiar verse in the Bible, John 3:16. Why does God love me and you so much? Why did He give His only begotten Son for us? We see God's love for the world, so we should love the world and each other. We see God gave the world, we see that God has given to the world, so we should give to the world and others. So how can we love and how can we give to each other and to the world? And that's one thing with the Mercy Project. We're trying to give, we're trying to love, we're trying to spread the gospel all over the world. And that's what we need to be doing right here in Texas, right here at the First Baptist Church of Gun Barrel City. We need to give to the world. We need to take God's love all over this community. We need to take God's love all over the world and share what He's given to us. Amen. We see love. Love is an intense feeling or deep affection. An intense feeling or deep affection. We see it. I'm here with my aunt and uncle tonight. And as a family, it's just so good to get around family, amen, and just love on each other. I have so many wonderful memories of being with them and being with my grandmother and my grandfather, and just to get together and love each other. And we think about that, and we think about, maybe you think about the love you have for each other, and we think about the love that we have here in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. His only Son. I have two boys down here, and I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't give them for you. They're mine. They've been a blessing from God, amen? And we think about how God gave His only Son to this world for us, amen? So we could have a chance for heaven, amen? So we could have John 13, verse 34 and 35 simply says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have loved one another." So we should love one another, it tells us. In John 15:13, it also tells us, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." We also see in 1 John 4 and verse 8 and verse 10, we see that he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Verse 10, "Herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be a propitiation for our sins." Another story in the Bible that I like about love in John 11. John 11, we also see the story of Lazarus. I'm sure we all know the story of Lazarus. In verse 3, we see in John 11, "Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." And in verse 5, "Now Jesus loved Martha and his sister and Lazarus." So we see here in chapter 11 the story of Lazarus, the story of love. If you read through the story, you find that Jesus loved Martha. He loved Mary. He loved Lazarus, and we know the end of the story. We know that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and we also see toward the end that the Jews say that he really did love them. So we see some examples about love in the Bible. We see some examples in our verse, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him," or that He gave. So the next we'll see the giving. God gave to the world. What did God give? His only begotten Son. It tells us, right? The gift, something given willingly to someone without payment or present. It's a present. I'm glad God gave something to us without payment. It's a free gift this evening. We don't have to pay for it. If you haven't received this free gift, it is offered to you this evening. God's free gift of salvation. It is offered to you. And it's our prayer that you don't leave here tonight without accepting this free gift of salvation that God has given to us, His Son Jesus. We've also read this morning in our Sunday school about our spiritual gifts that we've seen. But we also see with the Mercy Project the spiritual gifts and the physical gifts, as we see in our videos. We're excited about taking our spiritual gifts all across the world. We're excited about taking the gifts that God has given us and using it to further His gospel. We're excited to take doctors and nurses and construction workers and disaster relief and evangelism and just take it all over. And these are spiritual gifts that God has given each and every one of us that we can use for Him. And it's so important that we take these gifts and use it for His honor and glory. Amen. It kind of what the preacher touched on this morning. There's a whole community out here that needs to hear the gospel. They need to hear John 3:16. There's a whole world out here that needs to hear that Jesus Christ can save you. Amen. He's given us some gifts. He's given me and my wife some gifts as we've gone through life. We've been married for going 16 years now. And it's been a wonderful roller coaster, amen. It's been amazing. And I'm so thankful what God's given us. I'm so thankful. You see our two boys back there, Dylan and Jackson. Dylan's 10 and Jackson's 2. And they're spiritual gifts. You say, why, preacher? Because we were that young couple that sat in the doctor room and heard that there's a good chance you'll never have children. That was us. And as you can see, God has blessed us with a spiritual gift. And it wasn't until the situation that we had in our lives, after the doctors told us, we tried to do it all on our own. Just like, I don't know, you may be able to understand that yourselves, trying to do everything on your own when it's so simple, you can just give it over to God and let Him take care of it. But until we gave it over to God, until we gave our situation over to God, our children didn't come. Because what's one thing you want when you're a young married couple? You want to start a family, right? That's what we wanted. We want to start a family. And it was so hard because we didn't understand why this would happen to us. But until we gave it over to God, until we gave our situation over to God, we started seeing Him work in amazing ways. And this was something He gave us, our precious children. And then when we surrendered to the call to missions, we didn't have to have any help with Jackson. He just came. He was a surprise. He was a miracle from God also. And we praise God for that. And if you ever seen God work in your life like that, you have no reason other than to praise Him, amen, for His spiritual gifts, for the gifts that He's given us. And since He's given us so much, we want to give back to Him. We're just simple people. There's nothing special about us, but we're trying to go out all over the world and spread the gospel and do all we can for God and for the kingdom of God, because He's done so much for us. And that's what He's asking you this evening. He's asking you to take the spiritual gifts and give it over to Him and to use it for Him, for His honor and glory. And we just ask you to do that. So what can we do for God? He's given us so much. We need to stop and think about all the blessings that He's given us. So this evening, we also see that He's given us His only begotten Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I thank God I have everlasting life this evening. Amen. If you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have everlasting life. And it happened. I'm just as sure as heaven as I am this evening. I'm as sure of eternity in heaven. I'm just changing residence from here to heaven when I die and go there. Amen. I'm excited about the reunion that's going to take place between my Aunt Dorothy and Uncle Ivan and between my grandmother and my grandfather. The reunion, it's going to be amazing. But that's not the only thing I'm looking forward to, folks. I'm looking forward to see my Savior. I'm looking forward to see Jesus Christ and bow at His feet and worship Him. Amen. He's been so good. I can't help but to praise Him. I can't help but to serve Him. And to think about that for eternity. Praising the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And singing songs to Him. I mean, I love singing praises songs right here at church. I love singing, but to be in the presence of the Savior, amen? Oh, it's going to be amazing. Words can't express it. Words can't express it. And I'm just looking forward to the day that we get to spend eternity with our Lord and Savior. All because of a Savior, amen? All because of a Savior. So we see, what are you going to do for the Lord in 2016? It's a new year. It's the first Sunday of the year. that was brought up this morning. What's the choices you're going to make for him in 2016? Have you received his love? Have you received his gifts? What are you going to do with God's love? What are you going to do with his gifts? He has so richly blessed us. So we need to share it with the world. We need to share it with our community. And the question is, have you ever accepted his free gift of everlasting life? Have you ever accepted the fact that Jesus Christ died for your sins? Because there is a hell that we need to shun. There's a hell that we don't have to see or experience if we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We receive his gift. We share his gift. We share his blessings that he's given you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Pastor.